Thanks for tuning in to this great radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We are glad to be your host. And today I have something for The Good Stuff. I'll just share it with you here in a minute. First, I'm going to tell you about Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. And they're going to invite you to come visit us here in the Valentine area, whether it's a trip down here for a fall hunting, right quick like, maybe a winter ice fishing trip, spring trip of some kind, or a Niobrara trip next summer, creating some memories with your family. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And I'll put this in as well, Mike, before you get started, let's talk about ranching. And when we talk about ranching, who are we going to talk about?
Tri-State Livestock News.
That's right. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Now, I believe that this is called God's Wife. And going to just kind of share this with you today and let you think about it. Author and lecturer Leo Bascaleggia once talked about a contest that he was asked to judge. The purpose of the contest was to find the most caring child. The winner was this one, a four-year-old child whose next-door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife. Upon seeing the man cry, the little boy went into the old gentleman's yard, climbed onto his lap, and just sat there. When his mother asked him what he had said to his neighbor, the little boy said, "Nothing. I just helped him cry." Here's number two in the contest. Teacher Debbie Moon's first graders were discussing a picture of a family. One little boy in the picture had a different hair color than the other members. One of her students suggested that he was adopted. A little girl asked, "I know all about adoption. I was adopted." "What does it mean to be adopted?" asked another child. "It means," said the girl, "that you grew up in your mommy's heart instead of her tummy." Here's number three. On the way home one day, I stopped to watch a Little League baseball game that was being played in a park near my home. As I sat down behind the bench on first baseline, I asked one of the boys what the score was. "We're behind 14-0, he answered with a smile. "Really?" I said. "I have to say, you don't look very discouraged." "Discouraged?" the boy asked with a puzzled look on his face. "Why should we be discouraged? We haven't been up to bat yet." Number four, whenever I'm disappointed with my spot in life, I just stop and think about little Jamie Scott. Jamie was trying out for the part in the school play. His mother told me that he'd set his heart on being in it, though she feared that he would not be chosen. On the day the parts were awarded, I went with her to collect him after school. Jamie rushed up to her, eyes shining with pride and excitement. "Guess what, Mom?" he shouted, and then said the words that will remain a lesson to me. "I've been chosen to clap and cheer."
Oh, yay!
Here's another one of those for you. An eyewitness account from New York City on a cold day in December some years ago. A little boy about 10 years old was standing before a shoe store on the roadway, barefooted, peering through the window and shivering with cold. A lady approached the young boy and said, "My, but you're in such deep thought staring into that window." "I was asking God to give me a pair of shoes," was the boy's reply. The lady took him by the hand, went to the store, and asked the clerk to get a half a dozen pairs of socks for the boy. Then she asked if he could give her a basin of water and a towel. He quickly brought them to her. She took the little fellow into the back part of the store and, removing her gloves, knelt down, washed his little feet, and dried them with the towel. By this time, the clerk had returned with his socks. Placing a pair upon the boy's feet, she purchased him a pair of shoes. She tied up the remaining pairs of socks and gave them to him. She patted him on the head and said, "No doubt you will be more comfortable now." As she turned to go, the astonished kid caught her by the hand and, looking up into her face with tears in his eyes, asked her, "Are you God's wife?" It's called God's Wife today here on the Good Stuff program.
Very good. Ooh, good one. Let's throw out some wisdom, shall we? Every time you stop to think,
don't.
No, oh. Be sure you start again.
Oh, okay.
The secret of patience. Do something else in the meantime.
Oh, there you go. Keep busy.
I thought that was very good. And the first step in getting the things you want out of life is to decide what you want.
Got to set a goal out there.
That's right. We can't just keep working and working without knowing where we're going. One of the heaviest burdens we can carry is a chip on our shoulder.
Oh, that gets really heavy after a while.
That does. And we better wrap it up here. Life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced.
Well, there you go. And you heard it on The Good Stuff.